This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked. Locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Deborah Brewster's with us. We're going to be talking about the preparedness mindset. Welcome, Deborah. Yeah? So, Deborah, are you there?
I'm here, and I anguish every time I'm about to make these phone calls because I meditate upon the reality of just really where we're at in this country, and it's just a hard, cold reminder to always keep myself alert, on my toes, ready, and you know, I live it every day, but I have to especially ponder it based on what our conversation may, lead to.
Yeah. Class, Deborah Brewster is a USA Prepares instructor. I know her personally. She's been to our farm. She's been to a lot of meetups. She's made some presentations at the meetups. And she lives on a farm in Missouri. Deborah, may I ask you, if you want to share with us, what caused you to want to buy a farm and build a preparedness farm and lifestyle for yourself and your husband and your family, your children?
Primarily the realization that living in a suburb I felt was still a very exposed place to live in terms of risk for the things that I perceive will come. And really, I believe that ultimately we can talk a little bit about, what those issues may be or beliefs may be, but just that I feel like having city water, my water source being, relying upon a municipal provider, having my sewer, relying upon the city sewer, trash service, just neighbors, too many people, too many unprepared people, too many people with, low moral values. Just trying to remove myself from anything that I perceived could be a risk as what I believe is about to come upon this country. And, there's so many things that can happen. I mean, obviously you can have people thinking Planet X or, Yellowstone's going to go off or, just New Madrid. I mean, there's so many different things, natural disasters that potentially, could happen. And I don't totally rule them out. I mean, look at the volcano situation. Yellowstone, I think, with the Ring of Fire and everything that exists and it's happening from Japan to Hawaii, this stuff is real. But do I think that that's the most immediate thing that I'm likely going to experience? It's a little bit further down on my list of what are the possible risks that I need to prepare for. And there's two that I think that are just so real on a day-to-day basis, and that has to do with the financial collapse of the U.S., the dollar as the U.S. reserve or the world currency, the reserve currency, and what the impact will be if our whole economy, the dollar, collapses. And it's going to be a global, effect. I mean, we are a global society. And so you know, it could even happen potentially in Europe and then come here. But I believe that the dollar is very, very vulnerable. United States has made so many wrong decisions. We're gluttons. We overindulge. We spend beyond our means. You know, we're just an enslaved country. You know, an enslaved country. We're an enslaved people. I mean, think about it. Do we really have our freedom? You can't even buy a piece of land in the country, and I have the burden of wearing, am I going to always be able to pay the property taxes? We are an enslaved people in this country, and we are, you know, add to that, that we're so dependent upon other people to provide our essentials of our life, because so many people don't take responsibility for their life. They're, you know, they're on their EBT card, they're, you know, they just, they're free medical, they're free this, they're free that, and then it just further enslaves the rest of us that want freedom. And so the whole dollar scenario, I think, is so real. I think that we are on the precipice of this thing blowing up. And then next to that, you know, for me, it's the threat of nuclear war. I mean, you know, some people weren't alive maybe during the Cold War, and I wasn't, but, you know, they just think that this whole thing is gone away. But when you look what's happening in China, and then you go over with Russia and Turkey and, you know, all the Middle East, there's so many hot spots, and the weapons that are out there, they're more powerful, 100 times more powerful than they ever were during Hiroshima and things of that nature. And it's just, those are two real threats. War, you know, just unbelievable, you know, weapons of destruction, and then the financial collapse. And those two could happen simultaneously also.
I've got a couple comments on what you just said. Tonight, as our class knows, I'm going to be on stage in Lebanon, Missouri, at the Laclede Electric Cooperative annual meeting. And I wrote, the CEO asked me to tell a little bit about us, our family. So here's a paragraph that I'm going to say tonight. I'm going to read it verbatim. And this is about the Finelli family. Here it goes. In early 2000, we could clearly see that our country was in trouble. Roads were falling into disrepair. Power failures were becoming more commonplace. Taxes were increasing in every way imaginable. Mrs. Finelli and I looked for the best place to bring our family, my mother, father, and our children. We found it right here in Wright County, Missouri. Clean air, clean water, a minimum of electromagnetic radiation, and far away from the people who were causing the decay of our country. That's what I had to say.
Wow.
And that's similar,
yeah,
to what
absolutely.
You were saying. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let me say something else. You were talking about preparedness. A few years ago, I was in Utah and in the Salt Lake City area, and I met this man, and he wanted to bring me to his house, and I agreed. And he wanted to show me something, but he didn't want to, because he'd never shown anybody before. It was a bunker that he built in his basement. And he lives in a suburb, and he had, without his neighbors knowing it, slowly built this bunker. We call it a bomb shelter if you want. Concrete walls, food, water storage, water filtration, you know, a toilet, a bathtub. And he lived in a suburb that was, he had about an acre. And this property was near the bottom of this hill in the suburb. And he asked me what I thought. And I looked at the bathtub, and I said to him, you know, a sewage runs downhill. And when the sewage treatment facility stops because of a grid failure, an electric power grid failure, your bathtub is going to start filling up with sewage that's running downhill from everybody above you. And he panicked. He said, what do I do? I said, well, for starters, you can take out that, you know, pop-up drain, and you can get an expandable rubber plug, you know, at the big box stores in the plumbing department, and you just put this in and screw it in. But that's only going to buy you about 16 inches because water is going to, and sewage is going to overflow through the bathtub overflow in the front of the tub. It's going to start filling up from there. So you need to figure out what you're going to do with that. And then if you solve that problem, water is going to back up and sewage is going to back up through the toilet. And you have to figure out what you're going to do about that. And then if you solve that problem, which is pretty difficult, then you're going to have water coming in, sewage coming in from the sink drain. And, you know, panic struck him right then and there because he didn't think about that. And it's all true.
I totally appreciate it. When I did live in this the suburbs, I had several rental properties as well, and we put backflow preventers in to stop the sewage from coming in on all of our rental properties because we had walkout basements and things, and we just didn't want that as a possibility. I even went as far as trying to, you know, I literally put flyers on every neighbor's door trying to create a community-like survival that we prepared this group within my community. Did it several times. Even the kids came out for trick-or-treating, and I'd put flyers in their food thing, you know, like their little bags, whatever they were collecting the candy in, as well as the candy. And just everything trying to get my immediate neighbors, like, involved, wanting to participate, even thought of ways to block the road off. But when I realized after multiple efforts of outreaching to all my neighbors, I think like two or three came, and they were not like super like committed. I guess they almost felt a moral obligation just to maybe show up. And literally I just threw that out. I realized that, you know, and they were not going to get prepared themselves for their own family, let alone as a community, that I just needed to think about removing myself from that situation and moving out to a rural area. Believe me, I don't like it. I mean, I like asphalt roads all the time. You know, when you have dirt and gravel, your cars are a lot dirtier. The inconvenience of going to the store. I mean, there's some inconveniences, no doubt about it. But I have to weigh, how much do I believe what's going to happen is going to happen? And is my life and the prospect of having a refuge that my children can make it to here, am I willing to make that sacrifice on behalf of my family? And I was.
All right, a couple comments, Deborah, and we come back about exactly what you said. Class, Deborah Brewster's with us. She's got her master's in business administration, and she's a farmer. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBX. Extract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, have you ever heard this saying, measure twice, cut once? Well, that's so you don't make a mistake and waste wood or whatever you're cutting by cutting it too short. Have you ever heard the humorous version of that? You know, I cut it three times and it's still too short? Well, we apply the logic of measure twice, cut once in everything that we do as a family. We keep a list of supply items that we need, and the entire family updates that list. So whoever happens to be going to the store doesn't call and say, I'm here. What was I supposed to get? We don't do that. We know before we go why we're going and what we're going to get. We make every trip count. Why? Because it's a minimum of 50 miles. For us to buy anything, 50 miles. And that's what life on the farm is like. So you have to be way, way, way more deliberate in everything you do. And I believe that's what Deborah was conveying to us. Is that right?
Absolutely. And I am the same way. Every day I'm taking inventory. What do I need? And, you know, I try to make each of those runs really count and hit that list. But if I sense that that list is even growing, I'll make that trip anyway, even though it's inconvenient, and I got to coach myself to want to just drive that far. But at the same time, I always feel this could be my last trip. See, the problem with our country is we're like a frog that's in this pot of water, and it's a slow boil that we don't even notice it until we're boiled to death. And that's the problem, is we just think, you know, we have the reprieve with Trump or whatever the case may be. It may be getting a little better, and we let down our guard. But literally, we don't know when that day and time will come. In fact, not to make this a Bible sermon, but even in the Bible, it talks about there is this empire, and they call it Mystery Babylon. And it says in there, and at the time of the Bible, the biblical writings, they didn't know what that place or where that place was. But a lot of people that have studied it believe that it is America. And listen to this. In New York City, about 39 miles from, say, Manhattan or the Statue of Liberty, there is a city called Babylon. It's no kidding. I've seen it like West Babylon, North Babylon. Who in their right mind would live in a city called Babylon? And any case, the Bible clues it talks about, it says in a single hour that this new empire would be brought to its knees. And it says that it will be in sudden darkness and it will live in darkness. Well, if you ask me, that sounds like a weapon of, and in fact, it even refers that the weapons that are going to be brought upon this entity, this empire, they call it the weapon of indignation. And Russia has a, like a thermal nuclear weapon that they say can take out anything, like through the shields that we have, the Iron Dome and all that stuff, and that it's called the weapon of indignation. If we think that that sleeping giant is gone away, and it, you know, Putin has such a zeal to want to, you know, to conquer and to rise up again and to bring the old, you know, USSR back, and, you know, add it with his alliance there with China, and just look at the growth of China in 5 years. I mean, they built those islands off of where those the South China Sea. And, you know, they're putting, like, installations, military installations on those islands. These countries are slowly rising up. They're going to come against us. And America has lost its way. I mean, we are a lost country. I do not believe, I believe our defenses are down. We haven't done the steps necessary to EMP-proof our power grid. I believe prophetically in every way in my heart that we are going to be brought to our knees. And so you have to take these times to prepare for any way you can prepare, because you may think, oh, I'd just rather die. Well, you know what? You may not. And if you better be able to survive for what is about to come to this earth. It's a matter of time. I think we could see something major blow certainly within the next 5 years.
Deborah, I've got a comment about exactly what you said, and you're right. When we come back, Deborah Brewster, I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USA Prepares.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 30 inches of rain have already fallen from Hurricane Lane on Hawaii's Big Island. The other islands now appear to be targets of the storm, as FEMA says its top priorities will be safety, security, food, and drinking water for the folks of that state. FEMA Administrator Brock Long on some of the worst-case scenarios they could find themselves up against.
There's a lot of uncertainty in this forecast. The real question is, when does it start to make its turn to the west? You know, if it drifts further north, then that means you're going to see storm surge as well as increased rainfall.
The storm now with 120-mile-an-hour winds. President Trump says that the Attorney General Jeff Sessions should be looking into what the president calls the corruption on the other side. Tweeting that this morning, apparently referring to Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the
TV
for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Deborah Brewster's with us. Deborah, you mentioned protecting our power grid. I've got a comment about that. I was on stage about 3 years ago at the Laclede Electric Cooperative annual meeting. A few thousand people were in the audience. And I was on stage and had my sport coat on, my blue blazer. And I reached in my pocket and I pulled out a 5.56 cartridge. You may think of them as a 223 cartridge. A black rifle cartridge, a hunting rifle cartridge. And I said that I paid about 20 cents for these, and one of these could take out a power substation transformer. And for which there are no replacements. Each power substation transformer is unique. The one, you know, the next 20 miles over is not the same. It's not like you can pull one out and drop it in place. There are no power transformer warehouses where you just order one. They're made overseas, and the lead time is about 2 years to get one. Well, we don't make them in the United States. 2 years later, I was running for office again, and a man in a suit came up to me, and he said, "Do you have that bullet with you?" And I said, "The cartridge?" "No, I don't." He said, "That was idiotic." Now, those were his words. "That was idiotic." I'm quoting him. "That was idiotic." Who is he? Well, he's the husband of one of the members of the board of directors for Laclede Cooperative. I said, "You really think that was idiotic?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Well, I can't help you. I can't help you."
That's funny.
I talked with the chief engineer at Laclede Electric Cooperative before I went on stage, and I said, "Is this true?" I knew it was true. I just wanted to hear what he had to say. He said, "It's absolutely true." Well, I have since talked with the CEO, Mark Rocker. Mark Rocker and I spent 3 hours together, and I mentioned the story to him. And I said, "Is it true?" Before I told him what, you know, that part of the story, I said, "Is it true that a cartridge fired at a substation can take out a transformer and put thousands of people, 10,000 people, out of electricity, for which there is no replacement?" He said, "Yes, it's true. It's true."
You know what?
Now, I'm not going to say how to do it. I'm just saying that here we have, at the highest level of management at an electric cooperative is the board of directors. The guy who sleeps with the director, they're married. He sleeps with the director. They spend lots of time together, and yet he thinks that's idiotic. Mm. That tells me there is a lot of ignorance, the lack of information, the lack of knowledge at the highest levels of the corporation. And frankly, I don't trust my life nor my family's life to that board of directors because I believe they are ignorant of the facts. Deborah, you were going to say something?
You know, I was saying, just even think, just like when a normal blackout happens and we don't have light, possibly heating, if you don't have alternative heating sources, or even internet or phone, you know, just think how crazy people act on that. I mean, they'll kill each other, or, you know, people have been killed going to Walmart to get a toaster on a Black Friday. I mean, so if you can imagine the chaos if we have a long-term blackout, I mean, say goodbye to all telecommunications, to more than likely most transportation, certainly all utilities require electricity, just, you know, even our military control, you know, it's high-tech equipment. I mean, we're vulnerable at every level, and an EMP could be such a reality.
I've got a comment about that. You're talking about getting killed, trying to buy a toaster on Black Friday. And these are the good days.
Yeah.
These are the good days. And if you can't get the toaster at that store on Black Friday, you can leave that store, go down the road, and go to another store and buy a different toaster or the same toaster. It's not like that's the only toaster in the world. There are plenty of toasters. These are the good days. Now, To tell you a little bit more about this mentality that you're addressing, Costco in Hawaii, a Costco store sold out of 7,700 cases of water a couple days ago. They sold out of 7 shipping containers of water in 1.5 days. They sold all their D cells. You know, some people call them batteries. They sold all of their D cells. Their flashlights. Their generators, they sold out. People arrived 45 minutes before the gas pumps opened at Costco. Within a half hour, the gas station was in gridlock, absolute gridlock. Now, why is that? Well, you mean to tell me that those people, those very people, could not have gotten gasoline the night before? Of course they could have, but they didn't. They were lazy. Well, I can tell you that that's absolutely true. You know, we service a lot of vehicles here at the farm for other people. Not ours. I mean, we service ours too, but we seem to be the go-to guys for servicing cars and trucks in our neck of the woods in Missouri. It just happened. We weren't seeking this out. It's just that people seem to think that we know what we're doing. I got to tell you, Deborah, that I see the vehicles that people are driving, and they arrive here with hardly enough fuel to get back home. How's that possible? How is it possible? And there's a gas station 2 miles from here. How is it possible that you would bring a vehicle to be serviced knowing that the mechanic might need to test drive it and have it be on empty and knowing that you've got to get it back home? Why do we do that?
Saying American sheep are best awakened once we've been tested. And, you know, we're sheep. Sheep are led to the slaughter. But these bigger tests to come, we have never had the entire country in America, our currency collapse. We are going to be in for a rude awakening. Nor have we experienced a high altitude, in, you know, a hemp bomb, high altitude with electromagnetic pulse. These are things that, you know, they are so possible. And yet, the simplest thing is, begin to have adequate food and water purification and just, you know, just the steps to take care of yourself. Most people are lazy. They don't prioritize. They're just drinking the Kool-Aid. I don't know what it's going to take to get people to wake up and realize your life, you know, your safety, the control is in your own hands.
I got a comment about that, too. So you've all heard the expression, 3 minutes without air, you die. 3 days without water, you die. 3 weeks without food, you die. Well, let me tell you the fourth one. 30 days without electricity, 90% of us die. Not my numbers. That's from the U.S. Congress.
Yeah.
The U.S. Congress. Our government corporation is saying that. Not me. That's not Vin Finelli just picking that out of the air. PFA. Plucked from air. An old expression. You know, when you make something up, that's a PFA number. Plucked from air. That is not. That's a number that the U.S. government says 90% of us will die if the power grid goes down for 30 days. That means no food, no water, no medicine. No medicine. Let me say it a different way. No medicine. How many people are on blood pressure medicine? How many people are on insulin? No medicine. No traffic lights. You know, imagine if the light bulb burned out at a major intersection in the city. Just one light bulb burned out. Let's say it's the green one. What do you think would happen if there was no green light at an intersection?
You know,
I think it would be automobile warfare. Every man for himself.
Absolutely. And even most women don't even take the preparations. Do you have, you know, at least walking shoes in your car? Do you have some form of a weapon in your car? When this stuff goes down, you don't know where you're going to be. Chances are a man is not going to get attacked. You know, maybe if he has something of value, he might be. But a woman is extra exposed. And if you have to go retrieve your children, you know, do you keep an emergency preparedness bag in your car? If you have to, if you're even 40 miles away from your home, can you walk that long? Do you have what is necessary to carry just to even have food, water, what your strategy will be, how you'll protect yourself, what you need to do to even try to get back to your home? You know, many women assume that their husband's going to make it home from work. What if that day never happens? And so it's just, people just don't play this out in their mind. You know, what are the plans that you have to retrieve your children? You know, prepare. I just, you know, I can't believe that people just live their life without a care. This is reality, and people need to internalize this and meditate upon it and prepare, protect themselves, protect their family. Sit down. Have a game plan. Have a strategy.
Deborah, I went to the Chinese factory tool outlet, also known as Harbor Freight, and I bought a breaker bar, a half-inch breaker bar, which is something you can put a socket on to change your tire. You've got one of them in each vehicle, right by the driver's left side. Okay? So it's reachable at all times. And I keep it there in case I ever need to change a tire or to tune up a Predator if I need to. Okay? So if I need to have something in my hand to even up the score a little bit, if there are more than one Predator, I've got this breaker bar. I also have a hammer in my car, a hammer, a claw hammer. Why? Because I might need to break out my own window if some guy crashes into me and the car catches on fire or the truck and I can't get the door open. I can use the hammer to break my own window. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Deborah, too many people are lazy. It's too much trouble to do almost everything. Last year, I was greeting people at the Laclede Electric Cooperative annual meeting. You know, they were in line waiting to register for free prizes and to vote. So I was shaking hands and I said, I'm Vincent Finelli. I'm here to lower your electric bill and lower my electric bill. And some people said the most unbelievable thing to me. They said, quote, I'm okay with my electric bill, end quote. There have been 8 rate increases in 15 years. That's where we are. And Laclede Electric Cooperative charges $27 a month just to have an electric meter. Just to tell you how much electricity you've used. So first you pay the $27, then you pay for how much electricity you use. It didn't used to be like that. You just paid for the electricity you used. Well, imagine that same practice at a gas station. So you go to the gas station, they say, oh, it's going to be $27 this month to turn on the gas pump. And then you can use the gas pump to buy your gasoline. And then don't forget, next month, it's going to be $27 again. And it'll be $27 a month every month until we raise the gas pump meter charge.
Well, what they people have to realize, too, even if it doesn't come out in that form, just even hyperinflation, like when the dollar collapsed or the currency collapsed in Venezuela, you know, 40% increases like overnight or in a very short window of time. There's just so many things that, like I said, I think it's going to be a dollar collapse situation, and it's going to be very likely a nuclear event, meaning like an EMP. These things are not out of the reach or out of the realm of possibility. These are real things. If people just watch the news and pay attention, you know, they'll see what we're saying is the truth. And they, if they're smart, they will prepare. You know, they'll begin to, you know, just make the provisions necessary. And again, don't rely on somebody else to protect you. I'm in the country. I've got multiple protection. I go around my property, almost every building. I have some means of immediate to my hand to protect myself, and in all different forms. And I just do an inventory when I'm walking around. What if I encounter this? What if this happens? You know, what if I have to escape a situation? I mean, so you have to like practice this stuff mentally. You have to get mentally prepared for the things that are to come. And I had a crazy dream last night that I went into a room. It was a laundry room, no less. And that I got locked in. And there was only one door. There wasn't a window. And, like, a panic came because it was like as if I had little kids on the other side. I thought, oh, my God, I got to get to the kids. But there were no tools in this room. And I just was, like, a sheer panic. And then I was caught my breath, and then I looked at the pins in the door, and I figured, I'm going to figure a way to take those door pins out, to take the door off the hinges. And it was a crazy dream, but what it told me is we have to mentally keep our calm. You cannot, if you haven't prepared yourself physically and emotionally, you're not going to be able to take control and to really look at the options that are out there.
I've got a comment. Deborah, I love broadcasting with you, and I know the phone's going to be ringing off the hook here at the farmhouse as soon as we get off the air. People are going to be commenting positively about all the things you say. How do I know? Because it's happened already. So, rule number nine is always carry a knife. And when our son decided he wanted to be trained in the public training camp at the high school, I said, rule number nine, always carry a knife. He said, Dad, they don't allow knives in school. And I said, son, that's their
always
rule.
Always carry a knife.
That's their rule. My rule is always carry a knife. Because you may have to cut a seatbelt, which has happened. You may have to cut a seatbelt and extricate yourself from a car that's got you trapped in it. We've done that. One of our instructors and I cut a seatbelt. He had a knife. I had a knife. He cut the seatbelt. I broke the windows in the vehicle that just crashed into a light station. The car was on fire, and we got the guy out of the car. But without a knife, he would have burned to death. Deborah, thank you so much for being with us.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.